All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
SportsMappers, welcome to the fray. It's the final hour of The Usual Suspects on a Thursday. It's Nick, Barry, and Joel in studio. If you missed anything in the first 2 hours of the show that was just on ESPN 97.5, go to ESPN975.com, click on the show title, catch up on what you missed, or, of course, you can get it on podcastarena.com. But we covered a lot of ground. We had Jeff Blum from AT&T Sportsnet and the Astros television broadcasts to talk about the American League Championship Series. We had Sigmund Bloom talking some fantasy football, and we filled in a lot of things in between. We also talked a little USC. And now I did want to kind of get something to get us back on track. So I thought I'd throw this out for you guys.
No, it's too late. No.
I don't think this, aside from gardening, I don't think this is an issue that you guys would spend a lot of time
disagree on.
No, I don't agree
with most people on this take.
When Nick and I disagree, which isn't often, boy, we go at it though. When we disagree, I don't know, we butt heads pretty bad. I have no idea
what you're talking about.
On this Habib topic, though,
you're very passionate about it.
You're not letting up because it's garbage.
You're very passionate.
It's absolute garbage.
Definitely
how they're treating
very passionate
them.
About.
I mean, the
So absolute with that being garbage. Said, I wanted to ask you guys, because this is kind of a peculiar topic, but has it ever crossed your mind, or have you ever heard of the topic of how much would dog semen actually cost if you actually had to ask that question or worry about it for, say, the sake of breeding purposes or otherwise?
Is there an open market for dog semen?
Did not know that until this morning.
There's a market for this?
So Udonis Haslam, who most of us know.
I will
know.
Go get a dog and some gloves and some Vaseline, and
Nick,
I will
Barry,
be rich.
I'm going to tell you right now.
And have one really swollen forearm and a happy dog.
I don't know what comedy pays, but I'm telling you,
I hope it's more
than
dog semen.
Dog semen may be the way to go, and I'm not kidding.
Oh, my dog's a female, so I'm out.
Oh, okay. My goodness.
And mine have all been fixed, so I am out. But Udonis Haslam of the Miami Heat, all right, he has a dog that is a Cane Corso. Not very familiar with the dog, but it is a dog that he had trained to be a watchdog for the house. And the dog was a purebred. All right. So the dog somehow swallows a rope. And he did not want to give details on what happened, but he took the dog to the vet. The vet, in the process helping fix the dog in terms of getting the rope out, also fixed the dog. And this did not make Udonis Haslam very happy. So much so that he filed a lawsuit against the vet stating that the dog, whose name was Juice, was not there
That's
to
ironic.
Be fixed of its rope in its that it ingested. It was not there to be castrated. The lawsuit says Haslam had spent $30,000 training the dog as a guard dog for his home and was hoping to breed him to sell the puppies and rent him out to other breeders. According to the suit, Juice now is castrated and too chill to be a guard dog. And then we get into the real heart of the matter, if you will, what the dog's semen is worth.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
As part of the lawsuit, breeding semen and collected for 5 to 7 years of a dog's life can be quite the moneymaker. Each semen sample for a typical Cane Corso bred
male. I feel like it's taking too long to get to this.
$2,500.
For how long?
Per Barry.
Now,
per
you
sample.
Built all that up for $2,500?
No.
What
did I say?
Well, for sample is not...
Listen to this. That's per sample, which you will give out samples for the next 5 to 7 years. So each time you give out a sample from your dog, you get $2,500.
And how much is the sample again? How many times is it?
Yeah,
like, what do we?
Does he need, like, you know?
Is it like
most guys need like 10 minutes? to how long does a dog need?
For me, I need how many times.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
That's what I need to know.
Basically,
what is a sample?
When what we're looking at this is for how many times you breed, and then you have to also take into consideration either you're doing the sample and or you get a cash.
How many samples is he selling a year? Well, if it's one a year, it's just that.
No. Because for each time you give out a sample, and you can give out multiple samples, it's just like a human being where the dog can do what he's got to do to give you the sample multiple times in a month, in a week, whatever.
But how many was he selling or planning on selling?
Problem is he hadn't done it yet.
Oh.
But because the suit states that each sample, $2,500, each semen sample from a champion bloodline male ranges from $3,500 to $10,000.
Well, now I would start getting into some.
There are 8 to 12 puppies in a typical litter per sample. Each male or female sells for $2,500 as well. So,
yeah, okay.
Basically, you're talking about some large dollars when you talk about the sample. And so he's suing for a minimum of $30,000.
That reminds me of that's a lot of money, by the way. He's suing for $30,000?
He should be suing for a lot more.
Yeah, it
sounds
like he should be suing for a lot more. When we had our first cat put down not too long ago at the Rayford Animal Wellness Clinic there off Rayford Road. Great folks, by the way, if you're in the area. You should consider them as a vet. But I know the guy. He owns the beer. I think it's called Hop Scholar. It's in the same shopping center. And they used to have an open mic. And I knew him back from when he took care of our cats a long time ago. But he invited me back to see neutering doing the spay and neutering surgery. Mm-hmm. Dude, he can do it in like 3 minutes. It takes 3 minutes to neuter a cat. Just slice, pull, snip, circle, boom, so done. I was like, are you serious? Like that. But he does so many. He does them for the county, like, as I guess just because he doesn't want all these feral cats running around. And
it wasn't terribly expensive to do it for my dog.
Really?
I think it was like $35.
I don't remember. Yeah,
no,
but he knocks it out pretty quick.
It can be more expensive than that, but I have a friend of mine that actually breeds and trains and competes with English Bulldogs. And he basically says, no, I've gotten to the point where I've mastered it. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, he, it didn't take long. I was back there because I think I was picking up our cat's ashes. And he was like, you want to come look at this? I was like, yeah, I'll check it out. It's kind of gross, kind of interesting. But he knocked it out fast. But you said the dog swallowed some rope.
Yep.
Back in the day when we just had the one cat, the one that's still alive, because he was the first cat we had, and he's, like I said, part turtle. He's never going to die. But he ate a ribbon.
Okay.
He ate. So we had a birthday party, and we had these balloons. And we had the balloon, you know, the balloon string?
Yep.
It's just like a nylon ribbon type thing. Real skinny. It's not really fat or anything like that. It's not like a rope.
Right.
Well, apparently there was some of that on the ground, and he ate it. And I was going to work one morning, and I was getting ready to go to work, and I see my cat scooting his butt across the floor. Now, cats don't do this. I was like, why is this dude scooting like a dog? You know how dogs will scoot their butt, whether they're itching it or they have a worm or whatever. And I was like, what is going on with this cat? And he's meowing. He's just like, ah, ah. I was like, what the hell? So I go over there and I start petting him. I'm like, what's wrong with you, man? And I thought I saw something on his butt. I was like, what on earth? So I laid him on his back and I see there's this thing hanging out of his butt. And I was like, oh, my God, he's got a worm.
That's nasty.
I thought it was worms. So I was like, oh, he's got a worm hanging out of his butt. And then I look a little closer, and it's the balloon string. He had eaten the balloon string and digested it, and it had gone all the way through. Now, I didn't know what to do, but I knew he was miserable. So I went and got a paper towel, and I pulled the string out. And now, apparently, you're not supposed to do that.
Why?
Because you could mess up his intestines. But it was kind of like a, you know, remember those cars back in the day where you'd put the long plastic string in there and you pull it? And when I pulled it, not like a lawnmower, not like, ow, like I was trying to start a lawnmower, but I pulled it pretty fast because I didn't want to, like, you know, it's like ripping off a Band-Aid, I thought. Man, he jumped up and screamed and took off running, but then he was happy because it was out. The worst part was it was like a poop balloon because there was poop on the end of it. I was like, that's so gross.
I can see how it could hurt something else, like your intestines.
Yeah,
something.
Like, and I didn't know that. Somebody else told me that. They were like, yeah, you shouldn't have
done
that.
But that would have been my instinct, too.
Yeah, you get it out.
Like, yeah. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it was gross. It was gross.
Well, like, and I've had times, Nick, and I don't know, if you balloon. Have with your dog, but I've had times when your dog gets like a hanger.
A piece of poop hanging on,
whether they ate a towel or they ate, you know.
Your dog ate a towel?
Oh, my first.
How the hell do you digest?
Well, when you
towel?
Said hanger, I thought you meant like a piece of
poop
doo doo hanging.
Yeah, like stuff to the hair.
As part of the doo, you know. Is so like Bubba, my old lab, he used to like to shred towels, and then occasionally, one time they showed me the X-ray. They brought me in the vet's office, and they're like, "You might want to see this." And I go, they show me, and I go, "What the hell is that?" And they go, "That's your Gatorade towel."
Oh my God.
And on the X-ray, you could see the that G? because you couldn't see like the right. But then, literally, they were like, "He's gonna probably pass this, and it ain't coming out by itself. Wow. You're gonna have to
help him."
So that's another reason why instead of doing the pooper scooper, you get the poop bag. Sometimes you got to grab and go.
Somebody said my dog eats my wife's panties, and we find them all over the yard after he poops them out. That might be the funniest thing I've ever heard when it comes to dogs.
That can't be real.
First of all, your dog's a freak. Second of all, your wife's a freak. Why is she leaving her panties all over the house? Why does your dog, who's to blame here? Why does your dog have access to your wife's panties? Who is at fault in this scenario? I kind of am leaning more towards, why is your wife leaving her drawers all over the house? Just walking around, just slanging panties off when she gets home from work? What's going on here?
To answer your question on the breeding, every other day.
Oh, my.
Think about the cash
flow.
It's
like a porn star.
Yeah, it says, to ensure consistency with good quality sperm, the male sperm should be collected no more than every other day on a regular basis, and each one of those is $2,500.
Yeah. Wow.
If I'm Udonis Haslam, I think I'm going to make sure I go through with that suit.
Yeah, I'm following through with that. By the way, NASCAR Johnny said Todd is the name. I always forget his name. But yeah, Todd owns Hop Scholar, which I guess NASCAR Johnny would know. He was the beer delivery or beer sales.
All right, OU Mike, if we go to you, don't hang up, please. Because
yeah, hang up.
We preview, then you hang up. All right, OU Mike's on hold. We're going to continue to roll on with the final hour of the show. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, please join us, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more Usual Suspects. Sports Map 94.1, ESPN 97.5. I'm
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride. We'll take you till 4 Blitz. We'll take you till 7 on both SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. What the hell are you doing?
There's something stuck on this microphone. It's so disgusting.
Well,
it's like food.
Maybe
you
should have a screen, a mic screen on that microphone.
You had yours. That same face yesterday. Wasn't there something on it yesterday?
Yes. And you know what? My lip just touched this thing. Gonna die
now.
So
that means that you and
I've got the hurt.
You have Granato. Now, who else?
You
is
have
there?
Now French kissed John Granato and Charlie Pulillo, possibly. No, Pulillo used the middle one.
I've got the herpetitis. Oh God!
You have
so gross.
You've French kissed several hosts at
like
this station.
Food though. Or something stuck on this microphone.
And guess where it came from?
All right, that's bad.
The mouth of another host that you just touched.
Oh God. Ugh. Okay. Let's get to these phone calls.
Touch that mic screen, Charlie Pulillo will be intimate. Not by the lights.
Do you have any bleach wipes that I can wipe my face off with?
You're seriously asking me that? I really don't have. I don't have anything. Okay. I have sanitizer.
I'm gonna go wash my face at the break.
Sanitizer.
That's all right. I'll go wash my face at the break. boy, a lot of cat. What?
Nothing. Just
I'm gonna wash my face.
Not just the way it sounds.
Chris
said,
it's a thing our old dog would eat and tear up my wife's panties. What is the deal? Do they like the? I mean, I know dogs like the smell
of
butt.
I knew you were going to say that. That was why I didn't have to.
Dogs love the smell of butt, obviously, but why are they out here eating panties? And why are y'all's wife's panties so accessible to the dogs?
Dude, come on. And by the way, when you do laundry and the laundry basket is sitting there?
No, we put our clothes up, but we're not savages. We put our clothes up
like normal people. You're cleaner than most. Because if Lisa gives me my laundry basket and I'm watching TV, she drops it, and the next day she's like, is that still the laundry? I got into that show. I'm sorry.
And by the way, can we remember when we had the dog-cat argument? Let's go ahead and put this as a negative on the dog argument. They'll eat your wife's panties and then poop them all over the yard, and you won't know it. You're out there with company, and they're like, did I just step in dog poop? No, I just stepped in panties.
Aren't entertaining your company enough that they got to watch your dog crap, that's on you.
Now, I'm saying you're out in the yard entertaining. You're out there playing some volleyball or whatever. And then, boom, you step in poop panties from your wife.
Exhibit A for why you should have a dog, too. By the way, $2,500 per load, and you can have as many loads as you want in a week. That's a pretty good cash grab right there.
Okay. Well, yeah, as long as you like them eating panties. Okay. All right. Who's been holding the longest? It looks like Keith. Keith wants to talk about cat.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Keith?
That panty thing kind of smoked me. But you were talking about cats when you pull that little lace out of there.
Yes.
A good friend of mine actually had a pot brownie, and he thought everything was cool, and then he had to have an appendectomy. Well, come to find out that if you don't do it right, and you make the pot brownie with actual pot instead of just the pot oil, you'll get the hemp stuff, and that will go through your intestines, and it will smoke you big time. It'll take your appendix and actually can take out your small, large intestines, colon, all kinds of garbage.
Oh, damn. Anyway,
that was it. But, yeah, the panty thing with a dog, come on, bro. You got to be better than that. Don't let the dog's taking care of your wife better than you are. All right. Keep it real. Bye.
There you go.
Nice.
Thank you, Keith.
Russell wants to talk about neutering animals.
What's up, Russell?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are y'all?
Good. What's up?
Hey, so my dad, he's a horse vet, but he also does small animal. But when it comes to neutering a horse, it's a little bit different operation. So when I was in high school living with my parents, a couple of times I came home to my dad have a horse laying down in the front yard on a tarp, neutering it as I drove up from school. And it's just something you never get used to seeing.
Well, it's not a common occurrence in most households, but...
Wow. All right. Well, appreciate the call, Russell.
Yeah, thanks for brightening our day. Well...
I imagine you'd have to have help, though, with a horse.
Hey, quote of the day, by the way. My dad neuters horses and also does small animals.
You have to get, like, a engine jack. Pull it up. All right, DJ wants to talk about animals. DJ, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So my dog in the past 2 years has had two intestine surgeries from eating inanimate objects.
Like?
This dog's 9 years old. First time was a Gatorade cap. The other one was a corn on the cob.
A whole cob of corn?
A whole cob of corn got halfway through his intestine.
Maybe that was his way of coming out.
Maybe, but it cost both surgeries combined cost me about $2,200.
Oh, see, just get rid of the dog. Either that or start selling his semen.
He actually got shot by a cop and grazed his skull. He's been through just about everything.
Damn. Boy, you got a ghetto-ass
dog, DJ.
I hate to be the one to tell you. Appreciate the call, but
that is
a ghetto-ass dog eating caps and corn on the cobs and getting shot by the cops.
I don't know. Cats have 9 lives, but that dog's doing pretty good, too. Holy cow, that medical history.
Right?
Good Lord.
Somebody checked in on the text line and said, I'm a Houstonian listening from Estonia, which I thought maybe was a county in Louisiana. Turns out it's a foreign country.
Oh. Well, thank you very much. And Estonia? We appreciate you taking us along. Yeah.
It's spelled Estonia. I thought it was
Estonia.
Easto. Yeah.
I mean, I've met only like one person in my life from that. Yeah.
Where is it?
By Lithuania, I might be. Is it in Lithuania or by Lithuania?
Oh, I guess I could look it up on a map. But, hey, we appreciate you listening halfway around the world. Joel wasn't lying when he said we have listeners all over the world.
Take us everywhere.
Estonia. Doesn't that sound like it would be next to Flatonia or something like that in Texas?
You know what it really sounds like? It sounds like AD has done wonders on the signal.
Good job, AD.
That is the strongest signal that we've ever had.
Killing the game.
Man.
Somebody said, Barry, what's up with your boy Kanye? I have no idea. I don't keep up with that. Isn't he like?
I don't know what he's doing this.
Didn't I saw a picture of him wearing a Make America Great Again hat with a Colin Kaepernick shirt on. That Boy, was you talk about the difference in extremes.
That was Kamara of the Saints.
No, that was Kanye. I know what Kanye looks like.
Okay, well, Alvin Kamara.
I know what Kanye
Alvin
West
Kamara
looks like.
Alvin Kamara postgame in the Saints win on Monday Night Football had the Kaepernick hat,
uh-huh.
I think, and he had it wasn't a Keep America Great or Make America Great Again hat. It was a playoff of it.
What did I just say? I just said Kanye West had a Make America Great
but I'm
hat
saying,
on.
Right.
But you corrected me in saying it
no,
was. I'm telling you, I saw a picture of Kanye West with the hat and the shirt, which is super weird. Now he's meeting with Trump. I don't know. I have no idea.
The last time I seen Kanye and anything, he was like performing some song with Lil Pump, and I don't even know what it was.
Lil Pump? Yeah. Oh, my God. Have you listened to the new Weezy album?
Nope. Is it good?
Carter 5? I don't know. Everyone says it's good. I haven't listened to it yet. I feel like an idiot just calling him Weezy.
Why?
Because that was the name of the lady on Jeffersons.
Well,
that wasn't it?
Yep.
Weezy?
Yeah, it was. But.
Yep. Weezy Jefferson.
Well, Louise,
and now
I've got to
call
yes.
this grown man Weezy. That's like that bit from Cedric the Entertainer when he was like, yo, my name's Delicious. He's like, yo, I'm a grown-ass man. I'm not calling no dude Delicious. I don't want to call a grown-ass man Weezy. Jesse from Spring said that was the best segment. I could not stop laughing. Love the show. I'm thinking that's the
dogs
dog.
And
yeah.
cats and, yeah.
Is this welcome. Is this the week that Mahomes loses? That's a really good question.
So did you see the numbers? When New England hosts a team with a winning record over the past 41 games, they are 30-11.
Really?
Yeah, ESPN was going through all the numbers this morning and was talking about when teams had certain records coming into Gillette Stadium and how good they are at home, and the later in the year you get what their record is, and it's pretty crazy.
What do you attribute that to? Do you think it's just them saying, okay, we have a point to prove and we're the best team in the NFL, you're not going to come in here and beat us, and so they ratchet up the
I think it goes back to what we were talking about and what they've talked about even September to them, September games to them are like still a continuation of the preseason. I think at a certain point though, there's a barometer for every team, mm-hmm. and a really hot team coming into your backyard, especially as you continue to try and see where you're at and where you need to go to be where you want to be at the end of the year, that all those factor in. And there's a little bit of a panic button, because if you remember now, they lost to Kansas City in week one last year when everybody thought they were going to be 10-0 to start the season.
Yeah.
And some of those things light a fire under your butt.
Patriots are favored by 3.5. I tell you, man. I some things I look at when I'm making my picks is one of these things, like the Patriots are a +5 right now in scoring. So they're scoring 5 more points than they're giving up per game. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs are a +9.2. That's a pretty significant. They're outscoring their opponents by 9 a game, which is by far the most. No, I'm sorry. Bears are at 11 and the Rams are at 15. But they're third in the NFL in outscoring their opponents. The line is only 3.5. I think I'm going to take the Chiefs this week and the points. I don't know that they beat them, but I'll take the 3.5.
I'm telling you, my gut feeling is again, it's New England. They're at home.
It's Brady wanting to prove.
And Brady.
Yeah.
And it's national
TV. I see you, young man.
And it's national TV. Yeah. That's big for them.
You've done it in 6 games. I see you, young man. But, yeah, you're right. That could be it.
I would take New England.
Or, well, I mean, you got to think about the points. You're going to take New England to give the 3.5
yep,
points?
I am.
Okay.
Yep. I would love it more if it was 3, obviously. But, yeah, I think I'll take
They're
New
at
England.
Home. That just tells you, though. That just tells you they're at home, and it's customary to get 3 points at home. They're getting a half point. They think that the Patriots on a neutral field are a half point better than the Chiefs. That's what Vegas thinks.
Yeah, well.
I'm going to find out.
Well, it's definitely one to watch.
That
that's
is one I'm watching.
Game. Yeah, that's a big game. That's going to be fun. Think about that, too. The great games that they had. Last week you had Jags-Chiefs. This week you've got Patriots-Chiefs. Those are games that are must-see TV.
Yeah.
For the national broadcasters, they love that.
Yes,
indeed. All right, we've got a half hour to go on the big show. Clarence, we see you. We'll get to you. We have some room to get you getting on the show as well. So 713-780-3776. Call, text, or hit us back on Twitter. It's Barry and Nick and Joel. It's the usual suspects.
ESPN 97.5. is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show. Final half hour before we turn it over to the Blitz. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel. OU Mike did it to us again. Whenever we preview the fact that the man is holding, stage fright comes into play.
I'm
and
not
he
all
disappears.
That upset about it.
Now, he's had some good calls this week.
Yeah, he has, but I, you know what? I'm not all of it. I have a feeling
today
he was
you're
gonna...
washy instead of wishy.
Okay.
Because when you've given him props on some of these calls lately.
That's a good point.
All right, just to be clear, no one's wrong either, by the way. Alvin Kamara had a Kaepernick jersey on after the Monday night game.
Yes.
And a red hat that, what did you say? I think it said was...
Make Africa home again.
Right.
Is and what then, someone texted. They said, as usual, Barry's wrong. It was a make Africa home again.
I saw Alvin Kamara. You saw Kanye, in yes. which he had a the Kaepernick yeah. sweatshirt.
And the Trump hat.
And the Trump hat. Because we all know Kanye is a Trump supporter.
Yes.
He wore the hat on Saturday Night Live, which is what stirred up all the controversy, because Saturday Night Live elected to not air, though it's supposed to be live, the rant that Kanye had at the end of the show.
I missed the rant.
Yeah, he went on a rant that that did not make the end of the broadcast, but that certain people had put on social media that they had found that he took exception to.
I feel like, hasn't he done enough? He's making us all wear dad shoes. Isn't that enough, Kanye? Isn't that enough?
And reflective hoop shoes that he's trying to get in.
Those dad shoes are atrocious. Have you seen
these? But
they're
like $1,000, right?
Yeah. And guess who bought them?
Who?
Of all people. I hate to throw my boy under the
Raheel?
Bus.
Raheel?
No. Jordan.
Really?
Yes, because I just got through making fun of him.
But he said he's a Yeezy guy, too.
And
so.
I had just got through making fun of him on the air when they dropped on this show. Walked back there to talk about something with one of our sponsors, and he goes, by the way, and he pulls his foot out from under the desk and shows me that he's wearing the Yeezy dad shoes that were the all-black ones. But he's like, but look, they're reflective. I was like, no, it doesn't matter. Those are atrocious looking.
So, like, you put reflectors on anything these days and you can charge $1,000?
I guess.
Because he's got the basketball shoes I've that are going to be banned by the NBA because they have reflective material on
them. This is the same dude that came out with a t-shirt, a plain-ass white t-shirt that was $150.
Yeah, those pop-up stores. They had the one here in the Galleria.
Who? How do you? It doesn't say Kanye West on it. It doesn't. How do you even know that it's a Kanye West t-shirt? How do? Because usually, like, if I buy my wife a Louis Vuitton purse, guess what? Everyone knows it's a Louis. That's part of the allure of it. That's part of why you buy it. It's the status. We get it. You know, chicks are like that. Dudes are like that. That's why we buy Jordans. And it'd be like buying Jordans with no branding on it. How do you? It's a plain ass t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's How weird. Do you know it's a Kanye? At least when you buy a polo, there's the little horse guy on there.
Yeah, and that I feel like the only reason why people do it is because they have. I mean, at that point, you have to tell somebody that it's a Kanye West t-shirt. Right?
I wear that bitch inside out. No, y'all gonna look at the tag.
That reminds me, though.
Somebody's looking at the damn
the
tag.
Louis Vuitton thing. I was in the checkout this morning at Randall's.
You bought a Louis Vuitton at Randall's?
Just chill out here a second. Okay. So the lady,
not today, Satan.
The lady in front of me who was checking out had a rain check to make sure that she got two cartons of eggs, limit two, for 99 cents a piece as opposed to $1.98.
Okay.
Okay. And the gentleman checking her out said, hey, that's a really nice purse, ma'am. I've been trying to save up some money so I can get my wife one. She really wants one. I think I'll do it for Christmas. And little coupon collector decides to break it to him. Well, honey, you better get $5,000 if she wants the wallet and the purse and everything else, because this bad boy right here is $2,800.
So Miss is saving a dollar on eggs.
Yeah, I'm like, seriously, did you just drop all that on him after you decided to save a buck on a carton of eggs?
That is pretty funny.
And no one needs to know your business.
Right.
You can go to Harwin and get yourself a Louis Vuitton for a portion of that price.
Exactly.
Jeez. All right, Clarence, you've been holding. You want to get in here. You want to talk about the Chiefs. What's up, man?
What up, guys?
What's up?
A couple of things. First off, I got my wife a whole Louis Vuitton set in Mexico for about $150. So That lady ain't dropped $2,800 on what she's talking about.
Not if she's secondly, not if she's trying to save money on eggs.
Knowing she had to scrimmage in her purse just to find money for eggs. Anyway, secondly, cats are awesome.
Yep.
Cats are awesome.
Now here we go.
Oh, you know it was coming, Joel. You know it was coming.
Yeah, okay.
And thirdly, I don't think that the Patriots are going to beat the Chiefs, man. You know New England's policy is to take away your best option and let everyone else beat you. We just saw last week that the Jaguars took away Pat Mahomes. Not even took him away, but he didn't score a touchdown. And y'all still got shellacked. I don't see the Patriots beating them, and I don't even think they'll cover the spread if they do.
Okay.
What do you guys say?
Hey, appreciate the call, Clarence. Well, first of all, didn't Mahomes get a rushing touchdown last week against the Jags?
He had a couple of picks, so and I don't know if he had a rushing touchdown last week. 2 weeks ago, I believe he did.
Oh, was it 2 weeks ago? Okay.
But don't catch me lying because I don't follow him that closely. I just was checking up on that score.
Either way, you're not going to – yeah, you can take away one thing. Yeah, he did have a rushing touchdown last week against the Jags. Him and Kareem Hunt, both. That's the problem. You can take away Mahomes' ability to scramble and make him force him to throw out of the pocket, but he can just dump it down to Tyreek Hill, and he'll run all over the field. The same thing with Kareem Hunt. He looks like he's back. He averaged 4 yards a carry last week. So that Clarence does make a good point about that in that – you can't just take away one thing and then that's it. You're gonna it would almost be like if somebody was playing the Texans and they're like, well, we're gonna take away DeAndre Hopkins. Okay, but now with the emergence of Kiki QT, we know what Will Fuller can do. You now have to look at the fact that they have three guys that can catch the ball that
right.
And do different things too. DeAndre Hopkins is a great possession receiver, but he can go deep. Will Fuller will take the lid off
he'll
of
stretch
defense.
It out. Yep.
QT will get in the slot and go across the middle, or he'll run that jet sweep. So, yeah, it gives you a lot more options, and you can't just stop Kansas City by taking away one thing. The thing I worry about, man, in the matchup, though, of all the other things we've talked about, is I feel like Andy Reid could get out-coached real quick against Bill Belichick.
Here's one of, you know what? I was going to say the opposite. The one thing when you're talking about Kansas City, it's not just the weapons. It's the fact that Andy Reid is just an exceptional play caller. But overall, in terms of his overall head coaching duties, kind of like we talk about Bill O'Brien, I'm not going to go exceptional across the board. But offensively now,
sure,
him and McVay are probably the two best in the NFL.
Okay.
So...
yeah, I worry overall. Belichick, I think, is a much better coach.
I'm pretty sure Andy Reid knows when to throw the red flag. You can't bank timeouts over the course of a season or a game.
Oh, that one's not even close.
Yeah, and clock management.
Yeah.
I think he'll be okay.
I think he will.
Bill, are you hearing us? All right, we got one segment to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. It is the usual suspect. SportsBet 94.1, ESPN 97.5. I'm still pulling the
mail. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects, SportsBet 94.1, ESPN 97.5. It's a Thursday with Nick, Barry,
it's
and
Thursday,
Joel.
It's Thursday,
no,
gotta get
no,
down on
no.
Thursday.
No.
That should be our thing. We should
no,
go.
No, it should not.
No, it should not.
The Blitz wouldn't okay it.
Okay, you're the second person this week. Somebody tweeted me and was like, hey, AJ, did you hear Barry's interview, which is our show's interview, but did you hear Barry's interview with Bob Perez? What did you think about it? And did Barry ask you permission? First of all, kiss my ass.
Really? I didn't see that.
I've known Bob Perez since high school. I don't need AJ's permission to interview anybody. And why would we have to get permission to do a Thursday song? They do the Friday song.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Completely different.
Well, when I played the Friday song.
No, I'm not saying we play the Friday song. I'm saying we go into Michael Carroll's studio, get the instrumental, and we'll just sing, it's Thursday.
No.
Okay.
You're going to have to do the singing.
Well, I mean, I'm a good
singer. Or intern Trey.
I mean, you heard me just now. No, not intern Trey. God, no.
Can you imagine? I don't even want to imagine.
That might be a good bit, though.
To get him to sing
that? I wonder how many listeners that are with us now that consider themselves suspects that are, you know, listen right, every day. Right. I wonder how many of them missed out on Monday Movie Moments with Trey.
Oh, man.
Because that was really early on in our show.
That was a run. Should be like a throwback.
Well, I'll say this. I think, and I feel like a lot of them don't even know what that is. But I think that a lot of people aren't very familiar with Juggalo Trey and just think he's a...
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think he's an occasional stop by. They don't realize that for a while there, we had a lot of movie moments with Trey and a lot of different things that involved Trey on the show.
I feel bad for the ones that missed it because it was outstanding.
He's an interesting follow, by the way, on Facebook and Twitter. And not everybody's going to follow him on Facebook. But he goes, you talk about the spectrum from NASCAR and breakups between crew chiefs and drivers to best guitar players to.
Yeah, like, he goes off. Yesterday he posted something on Facebook about NASCAR. I didn't even know if it was in English because I didn't understand any of it.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It was I think it was Jimmy Johnson and his crew chief have said that at the end of the year. Is
that how you interpreted that? Because I didn't get anything.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it meant.
That's why all I posted, I left a comment that said, is this in English? Because I have no idea.
It's essentially that Jimmy Johnson and his crew chief are parting ways after winning multiple titles.
It might as well have been Boomhauer from King of the Hill. Posting on Facebook.
I'm not even sure if I'm friends with the right account. His account or
He's got two of them.
Account? Yeah. I don't know which one they talk to each other.
When he has one account talk to the other account and then respond, and it's just him on both accounts, it's very weird.
Who busted? Was that you, Barry, who busted him?
I think it was.
No, it wasn't me. It was it Tyler?
It might have been Tyler. It was probably
Shock
Tyler.
Shock or AJ, one of those three. It had to have been one of those guys.
It was a matter of time when you're commenting on your own post.
Yeah.
So silly.
Hey, I was going to bring this up the other day, but it's worth mentioning. You know, this is weird that there are franchises out there in professional sports that are so thirsty to get a title of some sort that they'll raise a banner for anything. And I know Fred is our NHL expert when we go to hockey.
No doubt.
Up there in Canada, don't you know, you betcha. But the Nashville Predators recently raised a banner. Are you ready for this? Regular season Western Conference champions.
So not like...
Not division champs, not conference champs, you know, in the playoffs. Like,
right, like you won the AFC.
Like the Astros would put up American League championship banner.
Right, they're going to put up an ALDS for this year.
Or the Red Sox, those guys found that banner that fell off the truck because they won the division.
Right.
Nope. They just basically had the best record in their conference for the regular season, so they raised a banner that said regular season champs. They declared themselves champion. This is like riding a camel and declaring yourself a champion. Is essentially what it is. But
Not today, Satan. I won't allow it.
So they have a Central Division champions.
It's very Aggie-ish.
Yeah.
Sorry, Aggie.
They have a Central Division champions banner, which I'll allow because it's you won the division. Okay. President's Trophy, they have a banner for that. Okay. But regular season Western Conference champions.
UCF is going, what's the problem?
Exactly. Scott Frost is going, and can I go back? Because he sucks at Nebraska.
But what's the problem?
Crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. I guess you got to have something to do.
Man, that's just a bad look in my opinion.
It's just cheesy, really.
Yeah, I think, like I said, you actually win something, and then you can raise banners.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, when you win consistently, you only raise banners when you win championships or the conference.
Some folks are saying that somebody said their favorite Juggalo Trey was Training Day. That was so good.
Oh, from the movie moments,
I just saw that. I said that was one of the best, if not the best ones.
Yeah, and then...
But I'm trying to remember all of them because I know I'm leaving out a bunch of good ones.
That was Shawshank.
The Texas Tiger said it was the Drill Sergeant one.
That was a good one.
Yeah, from Full Metal Jacket?
Full Metal Jacket. There you go.
Yeah. Are those like on the podcast?
That's got to be somewhere. That's got to be archived somewhere.
We've got to find
some. Oh, no, it's on the podcast for sure. We just got to remember the dates.
Oh, okay.
Or we can search it. If you go to audioboom.com right now... You search Monday Movie Moments with Trey, I guarantee you'll get them all up.
Go check them out. They are outstanding.
good luck with that, going back and finding those.
Really?
No, it won't be. I really won't be that hard. If you go to audioboom.com,
yeah,
and you search Monday Movie Moments with Trey,
oh, okay,
it really won't be that bad.
They pop right up, huh?
Yeah.
There you go.
James wants to get in here real quick on the banner situation. What's up, James?
Hey, guys. All you need to know about that banner, that goofy regular season, we won the Western Conference banner.
Yeah.
All last year, they never got shut out at home, Nashville. Home opener, raised the banner, Flames beat them 3-0. That's all you need to know.
James, where are you from? Because that accent tells me that you have a little bit of knowledge about hockey.
Eh?
I'm born and raised in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, spent a good chunk of my adult life in Calgary. I'm a Flames fan. That's why I would have that nugget of info for you.
The only
you
way I would know
to go in there and
you said adult life, and you're talking about the organization. So therefore, I know that you know what you were talking about, my friend.
The only way I would know you were from Canada is because you said adult. That's definitely no one down here.
I don't know what to say about
that.
Everybody's got their tell, right?
Exactly. You say Z instead of Z, correct?
Yeah, I do. But we only lived here 15 months. Only lived here 15 months, and the y'all's creeping in.
That's oh, nice.
Insidious. It's a virus or bacteria or whatever. It does not take long to slide a y'all into the conversation.
Have you gone back to Canada and said y'all, and everybody looked at you like you were an idiot?
No, not yet. We went back this summer, but it hasn't taken hold. But I'm worried about next summer. Next summer on the golf course, I could be getting the needle pretty hard, right? You know.
That's great, man. Appreciate the call,
Thanks
James.
For the call, man.
That's
Take care,
too
guys.
Funny. That freaked me out. I didn't learn about, you know what I'm talking about with Zed, right?
Yeah.
In Canada, they don't say A to Z. They don't say the letter Z as Z. They say Zed.
Mm-hmm.
Z-E-D. I was like, I learned that in business when I was in the business world. I was in Canada doing something and they were like A to Zed. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? He goes A to Zed. I was like, what the hell is Zed?
What was Allison Craig's?
What did she say?
She had one word that everybody picked up on real quick that you could tell was a Canadian thing.
I don't recall.
I want to say it started with an A. But yeah, when she was given the whole backstory on the legal process and everything like that, she said it about three times. And everybody jumped on it real quick like, oh yeah, she's definitely from Canada.
And then somebody said, yeah, I miss Monday Movie Moments with Barry's son. Okay. Don't be like that to him.
But that's a loyal suspect because they remember the backstory there.
That's true. That is true.
So, all right. Well, we've reached about the end of the rope. Udonis Haslam.
I see what I did there.
All right. Well, we're wrapping up a Thursday, and we'll be back in full strength on Friday for an FEF Friday. Barry's going to have a comedian of the week. We're going to make our picks for college and pro. Lots of things to get to. And, of course, we always appreciate you taking us along for the ride. And on that note, the Blitz is coming up next. So, therefore, you don't have to do a thing, and you will be highly entertained between now and 7 p.m. So stay tuned for Fred, AJ, and Jong. And for Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. You guys have yourself a great night, and we will talk to y'all again tomorrow.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.